Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Rabinowitz, along with Joey Kaufman. We just finished Ryan Day's weekly press conference to preview the Rutgers game, although there was really very little discussion of Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights are 3-1, but they lost to Iowa last week, and they've never given Ohio State a game in all the time they've been in the Big Ten. So Ohio State's a 41-point favorite, I believe. So that's probably why he did not get a ton of Rutgers questions. A lot of the questions are about Wisconsin, that 52-21 win last week, a dominating performance. What was your takeaway from Ryan Day today?
What was my takeaway? I mean, it's Rutgers week. There wasn't anything revealing about this matchup in particular. I guess we got to learn a little more about the health of the team.
Right.
There's no firm timetable for Jackson Smith and Jigba's return, and it's what appears to be a lingering hamstring issue, and he had a setback, I guess, before the last game against Wisconsin. But Ryan Day said they're hoping to have it behind them soon. So whether that's this week, whether that's next week, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a prolonged absence where you're talking about something that's going to derail his season. But it's something that if you were planning to watch Ohio State football on Saturday, it's up in the air whether he plays. And we did get a little more injury clarity on Denzel Burke and Cam Brown. Ryan Day's hopeful that those guys will be back this week, but nothing set in stone for all those guys. And by the way, if you would like, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Video cast, video chat, video series, but subscribe.
Probably, when you say lingering hamstring injury, I think all hamstring injuries are lingering hamstring injuries. That's the nature of that injury, is that you think you're okay, and then you take one step the wrong way, and it's back to being aggravated. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if he plays this week. They clearly don't need him to play this week. I think they probably want to rest him and make sure that he absolutely is healthy. Meanwhile, I think maybe Hurricane Ian is making a quick arrival in Ohio. It's pretty windy out here.
I hope not.
I don't expect it, but it's gotten very windy and dark outside here. One piece of news, if you want to call it that, is Ryan Day kind of semi, I don't know if apologize is the right word, but the availability list, or the unavailability list, which Ohio State releases on game day, has been, let's just say, incomplete lately.
Spotty.
Lathan Ransom, for example, was not on that list at all last week. Did not play. Neither was Denzel Burke. Did not play. So I asked Ryan Day about Lathan Ransom. He said he expects him back, and he said that they have done the injury report on Thursday. Now they're going to do it on later in the week. So hopefully it'll be more accurate so that when we report so-and-so's in or out, he actually is in or out. Hi, Ian.
It's here.
We're getting rain on here.
maybe this will be Rutgers' best chance to win. Is if this rain can hold until Saturday and rain sideways, then they'll be okay. Because that was the last time a Big Ten team has beaten Ohio State. It took a monsoon in 2015 for Ohio State to lose at home to a Big Ten team.
That was Michigan State, of course, that infamous game. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it could be – I don't think there's any weather conditions that could really, really give Rutgers a chance to win this game. But, you know, they are 3-1. I'll give them that.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm trying to think back on the fly to what Ryan Day said or talked about. I mean, this is, I guess, a game, just speaking broadly, it's a competitive stamina game. I mean, you're right. Coming off a big win against Wisconsin – where you're up 28-0 in the second quarter, and this is not going to be a prime time. It's homecoming week. It's broadcast on the Big Ten Network, so it's not that nationally televised game where the whole country's looking at you. It's a game they're supposed to win. We'll see how they bounce back. It'll be a test, too, for some of those freshmen, Jair Brown and J.K. Johnson, if they are called upon to play again.
We ought to get some kind of merit pay or combat pay for talking about this weather against Rutgers. So I think we're not going to.
But that about covers it. Make sure to keep listening to this podcast. Subscribe to dispatch.com news and stay dry.